In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to episode 70 of Living the Catholic Faith podcast. My name is Deacon Steve, and I remain a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Phoenix. Well, today we celebrate, really, the birth of the Church with the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, who then went out and proclaimed Christ Jesus to those in the world. These men and women who received the gift of the Holy Spirit were set on fire with the Spirit, and their lives were never, ever the same. These men who, the apostles, all of whom other than John, ran like heck when Jesus was arrested. They abandoned him and left him to die on a cross. And yet, after receiving the Holy Spirit, they became on fire for their love of Christ and were all willing, other than St. John, to die for their belief in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the sanctifier who comes in our lives to bring us to holiness. May we give thanks to the Lord God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, that the Spirit of Christ and of God the Father is in our lives, that Holy Spirit, a union and really a response of love between God the Father and God the Son, is with us always, strengthening us, helping us, as we struggle throughout our lives. So let us say to God, the Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come into our lives, inflame us with your love, and help us to live our lives of holiness, as we are all called to do. Our topic this week is the Holy Spirit, particularly the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are seven gifts that we have been given, that really we learn more about from St. Thomas Aquinas, who really kind of worked this out in the 13th century in his great book, the Summa Theologica. They are wisdom, both the knowledge and judgment of divine things, and the ability to judge and direct human affairs according to divine truth. In other words, we're able to use the divine to help us know what is right here on earth. Understanding, an insight into the very heart of things, especially those higher truths that are necessary for our salvation. The ability to see God, and as an Ignatian, to see God in all things. Counsel allows a person to be directed by God in matters necessary for his or her salvation. The ability through the Spirit to know how to move to become holier is counsel. Fortitude, a firmness of mind in doing good and avoiding evil, particularly when it's difficult or dangerous to do so, and the confidence to overcome all obstacles, even deadly ones, by virtue of the assurance of everlasting life. It's the ability by God to hang in there, to be perseverant, not to quit, always to have faith in the Lord and know that he will never, ever abandon us. Knowledge, the ability to judge correctly about matters of faith and the right action, so as to never wander from the straight path of justice. Knowing what is right. Piety, basically paying worship and duty to God, paying duty to all people on account of their relationship to God, that all people are seen as brothers and sisters, worthy as children of God. Piety is honoring the saints and not contradicting Scripture. It means a reverence that we give to our Father, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and also in some form to what we believe. The final one is fear of God. This is basically a fear where we revere God and avoid separating ourselves from Him, as opposed to servile fear, where we fear punishment. Sometimes people call fear of God love of God. It means being willing to give all of ourselves to Him out of love for Him. My brothers and sisters, these are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray that they be strengthened within us. May we pray that we grow in wisdom and understanding and counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, so that we will become more and more made in His image and to be the disciples that He calls each of us to be. Breaking open the Word. Our gospel for this week is from Pentecost Cycle A, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Sarah who was struggling with her faith. She had grown up in a Christian home, but never really felt a personal connection with God. She was always trying to do the right thing, but she felt like she was always falling short. She was tired of feeling like a failure, and she was starting to wonder if God even loved her. One day, Sarah was reading the Bible when she came across a verse that said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Sarah had never really thought about the Holy Spirit before, but she was intrigued by what this verse said. She started to wonder what it would be like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So she decided to pray and ask God to fill her with the Spirit. The next day, Sarah was at work when she felt a strange sensation. It was like a warm feeling spreading throughout her body, a sense of peace and joy that she never, ever felt before. And she knew that the Holy Spirit had come into her life, and she was filled with gratitude. Sarah's life changed after she was filled with the Spirit. She started to feel a closer connection with God. She started to pray more, was more loving and compassionate toward others, forgiving and merciful. She was more open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. She was more likely to share her faith with others. She was more likely to pray and read the Bible. She was more likely to do good works. On this Pentecost Sunday, we first hear from the Acts of the Apostles, where we hear the arrival of the Holy Spirit, that people are speaking in tongues, different languages, and yet through the Spirit they can understand one another. We hear in 1 Corinthians that in the Spirit we were baptized into one body. And in the Gospel, we hear John received the Holy Spirit. Jesus sends them out to serve Him. So, the Holy Spirit, that third person of the Trinity, the outpouring of love between the Father and Son, God Himself, the sanctifier, the one who helps us to live holy lives. We are gifted by the Spirit in baptism in particular, and again reaffirmed in that Spirit in confirmation. So I think what we are call to think about this day is, are we living in the Spirit? Yes, the Holy Spirit has come, but are we living it? Is it real for us? How do we know this? Well, we look at what are our desires. Are we more interested in possessing things of the world, having a new car, having new toys to play with, having our fun, doing what we want to do when we want to do it? If that's what our lives are about, we are probably not living in the Spirit. But yet, if our lives, we desire a close relationship to God, if we desire to be holy, if we desire to die to ourselves in Christ Jesus, to empty ourselves in Christ Jesus, we will be filled with that Holy Spirit and be able to live it in our lives. What are we pursuing? Are we pursuing happiness or joy? Happiness is something that comes and goes. It's like eating a fish dinner. An hour later, you're hungry. When we pursue happiness, happiness is based on externals. We do something we enjoy. We're with somebody that we love. We're on vacation. We're happy. Joy comes from within. It's not based simply on life circumstances. In theory, you could go to the doctor and be told you have cancer and still be joyful. Joyful is more powerful than that, for it comes out of a love of God, knowing that no matter what we face in our lives, God is always with us. So when we live in joy, we are living in the Spirit. And when we pursue happiness, we're not. What or when do we love? Is love for us simply a feeling that comes and goes? Is it conditional on who we think deserves our love? Does love simply a feeling that when we don't feel like it, sort of goes away? Or is love really what it is meant to be? Willing the good of another as other. That is love. Being willing to sacrifice for one another. That is love. Being willing to love unconditionally, even when we don't always like the person. That is love. And when we love that way, we are living in the Spirit. Are we merciful and forgiving? Do we forgive those who wrong us? Or do we hold grudges and want to get back at them? Do we believe that revenge is a dish best served cold? Or do we believe in forgive 70 times 70 times 7 indefinitely? What do we believe? How do we live? Are we merciful? Are we forgiving? And when we do, we are indeed living in the Spirit. Are we open to the guidance of the Spirit? Do we live our lives our way? Or do we ask the Spirit for guidance to live God's way? If we do that, we are indeed living in the Spirit. And if we're focused on ourselves and our own agenda, we clearly are not. Finally, do we help and serve other people? Is our lives primarily about helping ourselves or about helping others? If our lives are configured to helping our brothers and sisters in Christ, we are indeed living in the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, Jesus gave us His Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to help us grow in faith and to grow in love. To do this, we must be docile to the Spirit. We must be open to the Spirit moving in our lives. We must be willing to focus our lives on serving God in the through the Holy Spirit. We are to receive our joy from the Holy Spirit. We are to live as people of love unconditionally through the Holy Spirit. And we are to take that Holy Spirit in our life in the Spirit and truly live us and live it. May God, we pray, grant each of us the gift of being open to the Spirit in each day of our lives. Live it. Well, we've come to the end of episode 70 of Living the Catholic Faith podcast. If you have any feedback about the podcast you wish to share, please email me at deaconstevew@gmail.com. It would really buoy my spirits if more people listened. I mean, I'll keep going either way. I don't advertise this podcast. I'm not on social media. I'm not doing anything, but it would really help if you guys would. So if you could share this on Twitter or Reddit, Catholicism section, or anywhere, I would really, truly appreciate that. Let us pray. Lord, help us to live this truth, the truth that is you, Jesus Christ. We are given the truth through your Holy Spirit. Help us to be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit so that we may be on fire disciples for you. May we be filled with love, courage, fortitude, and the gift of moving and living the Spirit truly in our lives. And let us pray the prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And now, my brothers and sisters, please bow your heads to receive God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, go in the Holy Spirit to live your faith, to love one another, and to continue our journey in living the Catholic faith.